children, with no real knowledge of history or privacy, are naively accepting of such new technology. You don't have to bring lunch money, so somebody can't take it, exulted one 13-year-old student. Oddly enough, while the practice of fingerprinting school children has continued to grow in the UK and America, it has stopped in China, a nation long vilified in the Western media as a communist dictatorship with no respect for individual liberties or privacy. In 2006, Roderick Wu, Justice of the Peace at the Hong Kong Office of the Privacy Commission, ordered some schools to stop fingerprinting children. The schools in Kowloon District were ordered to destroy all fingerprint data from students. Wu explained, "It was a contravention of our law, which is very similar to your law, which is that the function of the school is not to collect data in this manner, that it was excessive, and that there was a less privacy-intrusive method to use." He asked, "What better way is there for a teacher to take roll than to look around the class, note who's missing, and take down their names for the record? Measuring fingerprints seemed a little over the top for the task in hand," he added. Yet in America, allegedly the land of the free, such policies persist. To be fair, we have recently seen a few stirrings of resistance. In Houston, for example, when the Metropolitan Transit Authority, MTA, announced a plan to invite the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, to randomly search bags and packages, local citizens and libertarian attorneys were quick to offer opposition. After heated citizen input, Derek Brose told the MTA board, "I don't feel like by purchasing a ticket or riding a bus and having to forfeit my constitutional rights and my protections and be subject to search or seizure. We don't plan on letting this issue die if the TSA stays in our city." Board Chairman Gilbert Garcia said the press release was in error and that his agency had not conducted random bag searches on its buses and trains and did not plan to do so. However, Garcia later modified his statement, saying MTA officers might search bags, but only based on probable cause or with a rider's consent. The episode illustrated that citizen protests in this arena can, occasionally, make a difference. Similar security intrusion took place when the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, MBTA, announced that all Boston bus and subway riders must submit to a warrantless search prior to boarding. Signage at a Boston Transit Watch checkpoint stated that all persons choosing to use the MBTA transit system will be subject to security inspections of their handbags, briefcases, and/or other carry-on items. The notice went on to state that anyone refusing a security inspection would be requested to leave MBTA property and/or be subject to arrest for trespassing. Yet, despite a few citizen protests, the U.S. court system seems less motivated than that in the EU to begin to dismantle intrusive surveillance techniques. Again, it appears that the only hope for private citizens is to devise workarounds of their own devising. Internet users have found ways to bypass government surveillance by using non-traditional search engines, such as Startpage, Ixquick, and DuckDuckGo, billed as the search engine that doesn't track you.